Six away from eight. Great news for the skiers in the south. DOC have approved a new chairlift for the Remarkables. That's going to open up 47 hectares of new terrain next year. It's replacing the current 33-year-old chairlift. Now, New Zealand Ski CEO Paul Anderson's with us. Paul, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Season just gone. How would you rate it?
Yeah, it's been a challenging season snow-wise. People have still come down and skied a lot, and we've had a lot of visitors in from Australia. So, you know, not the best snow year we've ever had, but fantastic to fill up the town and get the bars and restaurants humming.
And is the chairlift going to change the game?
Yeah, look, it's a great lift in the service levels we'll provide here at the Remarkables. At the moment, we've got a 4-seat a fixed grip, which is a slower chairlift, and that takes about 8.5 minutes to climb the Shadow Basin. This new one is a detachable express, the very latest technology, 3.5 minutes ride time, which means more skiing and less queues.
And that means it's good for you that you're investing, because I'm assuming they cost more than $100 or $200 to buy one of these.
Yeah, look, it is a significant investment. Look, we're really lucky. We're owned by a local family. We're a New Zealand-owned business, and they're really passionate about continuing to invest in our product to make sure we've got the very best equipment for the skiers and riders who come to Queenstown.
Good. And what's the tourism picture? How many of these skiers this year were Australians?
Yeah, at Remarkables, it's about 40%. Overall in Queenstown, about a third of our visitors are from across the Tasman.
And what's your big picture view on El Nino, climate change, no more snow, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, we can certainly feel the change to El Nino at the moment. It's got very windy in the last week or so. But, you know, we've operated for 30 years up at the Remarkables and 75 over at Coronet Peak, and we've seen the weather patterns oscillate over those years. No doubt it is going to get more challenging into the future, but we're future-proofing as part of this development. We're installing 18 new snow guns, which really secures those slopes early in the season, allows us to get open on time, and people can book with confidence.
Fantastic. Paul, go well with all of that. I like it. So some good signs for the tourism industry. Paul Anderson out of New Zealand Ski this morning.